877-1350, 866-776-1350 to join us on Wildcat Insider. You can also tweet questions or comments to the game, KMAN. Coming up next segment, Wesley Iwundu said something after the game that I will slightly disagree with him on, but I think it's a good discussion to be having, a good problem, so to speak, to be having. We'll get into that at 540. And peek at the national title game at 5:50, which is tonight before we get out of here on Wildcat Insider. We mentioned the K-State women in the week that they had. They are, of course, ranked 25th, as are the men in the polls that came out today. Wildcats had a very similar week to what the men did. They went to Oklahoma in the middle of the week, a ranked team, and lost a heartbreaker. Wildcats had a late three-point lead. The Sooners knocked in a tray to send that thing into overtime, and K-State wound up losing 85-80. It's the 10th straight time the Sooners have beaten K-State at the Lloyd Noble Center. That win came despite 27 points, a career high for Karyla Middlebrook, the Wildcats' new guard, who is a graduate transfer from Alabama heading into this season. Big story in K-State's bounce-back win on Saturday against Texas Tech was the bench. They beat the Red Raiders 68-54, and that is a much better Red Raiders team than what we've seen in years past from Texas Tech. They were much improved. The Wildcats were able to win in large part because of players like freshman forward Eternity Willick, who had 13 points and 8 rebounds, capped off a nice week for her. She had 11-9 at Oklahoma as well. Kaylee Page off the bench against Texas Tech had 10 points, 6 boards. They scored 23 of the 28 bench points that K-State had. And Peyton Williams, who's a starter, but also another one of the young guns the Wildcats had, she was in double figures with 10 points and 5 rebounds. As K-State got a very important bounce-back win, taking care of business at home over Texas Tech. You got a chance, Mitch, earlier today to catch up with one of the Wildcats' leaders, Kittard Wiesman.
Yeah, I did. She's usually a woman of, and she doesn't really say a whole lot, let's put a woman of few words. You know, she just likes to do her talking on the court, but I had to ask her to kick things off that K-State is the number 25 team in the country for the second week in a row. They've been ranked a couple times. They dropped down, then came back in. Some wins over top 25 teams, but they had an ugly win against Northern Iowa. But I personally feel K-State is better than just a number 25 team. I think they're better than that. So I asked Kindred, does she also feel that way?
I do. I think that we have lost a couple games. Well, we lost one that we definitely should have gotten. And we've lost a couple, like, in the non-conference that we probably should have got to. We're doing like great things, but we've always got room for improvement, and I think that our practice today was pretty good, and I thought that we fixed some of our mistakes and ready to move on.
I want to go back to Saturday for a second, because you and Lou, I wouldn't say you had a slow start or anything like that. You just weren't scoring a kajillion points, and off the bench you got Kaylee Page, Eternity Willock putting up some numbers, grabbing boards. Karyla is, you know, flying to the bucket, drawing fouls. I mean, how awesome is that, that not only some of the newcomers, but the bench is backing you guys up as well as they are?
I mean, that's great. That's basketball is a team sport. That's what it's all about. If some people aren't performing, if the starters aren't performing very well, you expect your bench to come in and kind of give them a lift. And I thought our bench did really well to do that, especially Eternity and Kaylee, for sure. I thought that they had a very good game on Saturday.
You and Karyla kind of go back a ways, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, we played once and like on the same team in third grade, and I mean, we live around each other, so yeah.
But didn't I thought I heard somewhere like maybe that you might have had a say about like when she was coming to K-State that you might have said something to Coach Mitty about her. Is that right?
Well, I saw her dad here, and her dad and her mom, and I was like, what are y'all doing here? And I thought they were talking about a girl that Reggie is coaching that's coming here next year, Bree Burns. And I was like, well, maybe that's what it's about. And then next thing I know, Karyla's coming on a visit. And I was like, oh, yes, this is great. And, I mean, yeah, we just hit it off like we did in third grade. So,
well, what has your expectations been of her so far, and has she exceeded those? Because she started out kind of struggling, and then she had a monster game last week at Oklahoma.
Yep.
In your opinion, just what have you seen from Karyla, and how well is she doing?
I mean, I think you saw what she's capable of in the Oklahoma game. She's going to get to the free throw line. She's going to attack the rim. And if you leave her wide open, that's the thing is she's got to get more confident in herself, I think, in shooting threes that are wide open because they're sagging off of her because we don't have a lot of people that are like some teams don't have a lot of people that are quick enough to guard her and to be up in her space. And they know that, so they give her space, and she has complete, like, if she's wide open and her feet are set, she needs to just be confident in taking that shot, and I just try and help her through that throughout practice, throughout the games, make sure that she's confident. But I think that she's definitely started to exceed the expectations. I'm not going to say at first she did because she didn't do so hot in the beginning, and but I think that the last couple games she's really shown what she can do and how much of a threat she can be.
I was gonna ask Eternity this, but she had to go to a doctor's appointment, so I'll ask you about the rebound warrior thing. I've been fascinated with the whole yellow jersey thing since I saw it last year. And last year it was a complete competition. It was like almost a rivalry between Shay and Lou. Now with, you know, Eternity wore last year, and I'm sure some others have as well throughout the season, is it as much of a competition as it has been last year to get to wear that jersey at practice?
Well, I mean, I think everybody wants to wear it, but you've obviously seen it's really just two people wearing it so far. I mean, and so it's not really been a competition, like, result-wise, but everybody wants it. Like, I want it. I talk trash before the game saying that I'm gonna beat Lou out, never do, but might as well. I mean, got nothing to lose, so.
I'm here with senior guard Kendrick Wiesman. You're short like I am, even though you're actually still taller than me, so I'm pathetically short.
Mm-hmm.
Who on the team cracks the most short jokes at you?
I'm not going to say. I don't really think anybody on the team. Coach Mitty gets me a lot. And Coach Carr. Coach Carr, yeah, he like bends in half to talk to me like at the waist so that he's on my level. And yeah, it's kind of, it doesn't make me feel great, but, you know, he's on eye level.
Well, you got one more dance with KU here at home. I mean, you'll see him down the road again, but this is the last one at Bramlage. First of all, I want to ask, going back to your high school days, what was the K-State-KU rivalry in Pleasant Hill, Missouri?
Pleasant Hill and Harrisonville. I used to go to Harrisonville, and I transferred in the middle of my eighth grade year, and I lost. They took my eligibility away in eighth grade, so I didn't get to finish playing basketball in my eighth grade year. Only got to play five games, which kind of stunk. As an eighth grader, you're like, you just want to play at that point. So in high school, I didn't like to lose to them. I think I only lost once or twice to them. And yeah, it's a pretty big rivalry. It's not so much of one in football. We're not very good at football. Harrisonville's very good. But every other sport, we usually compete really well, and it's a great rivalry.
In high school, did you care at all, honestly, about the K-State-KU rivalry? Did it mean anything to you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like it when KU wins. Even with, I mean, I grew up in Missouri, so I was a Mizzou fan growing up, and I didn't, the Battle of the Border, I never wanted KU to win, like, ever, no matter what sport it was. So I've always wanted anybody else to win.
So, I mean, would it be fair to say then, I'm sure I know this answer, but I'm interested to hear how would you put it into words about how bad you want to beat KU the last time on your home floor?
I really want to beat them. I mean, I'm not going to stand back, and if, I mean, it's going to be a fight, like a very, very hard fight, and I know that my teammates are going to have my back, and the rest of the senior class feels the same way that I do. We're not going to accept a loss on Wednesday. So, I mean, yeah, that's the whole point. I mean, we don't.
I'll just cut off right there. But I do want to mention, going back to the short joke stuff, I know what it's like, Kindred. I've heard it all my life. And she's barely taller than me. She was still wearing her basketball shoes, and I'm wearing these flat Vans. So I think, really, if we're both barefoot, we'd be the same height. But Kindred, you can hear she's certainly a team player, and she's right about Karyla. How she did struggle early on, Karyla Middlebrook, who's now in the starting lineup, playing point guard, playing the one, and Kindred's moved over to the two. You've seen the improvement, how K-State has been moving the ball better, and Karyla is not scared of anything. She will drive to the bucket, doesn't matter who is playing the five or the four on the defense, how tall they are, she'll go in there. We saw it against Texas Tech, where their bigs were dominating Big Lou for a while, and she was just going in there and drawing fouls. And she does a phenomenal job now, especially in conference play.
Well, and on a night when they combined for 21, the big two, I mean, Kindred Wiesman and Brianna Lewis, K-State able to get by with good bench play, Eternity Willick. Earlier in the week, it was Karyla Middlebrook with the 27 points. I mean, you're seeing just the depth of weapons, really, that Jeff Mitty's squad has. And reason that they're ranked 25th in the country, as are the men. First time that's happened since early 2012. Coming up next, I disagree with a point Leslie Owundu made after the game on Saturday, the win over Oklahoma, but only just slightly, and I think it's a good thing to be discussing. We'll get to that next.